Any updates on the insurance program, the U.S. reinsurance program for ships and tankers sailing through the Strait of Hormuz? Any update on that, sir?
Well, it's now up to $40 billion. It's run through the DFC, and we are waiting for the ships to be able to get some semblance of normality, and then they can come to the DFC and our private sector partners and request the insurance.
And what do you tell private shipping companies out there right now nervous about this whole thing, saying, you know, wondering if they should even get near the Strait?
What's that?
What do you tell to encourage shipping companies to do business through the Strait?
Well, I think we're going to have to wait and see when they are permanently open, because this is a mechanism. When we declare that it is safe, they also have to have insurance. Lloyd's of London had skyrocketing insurance during the time. The rates are still very high. So we want to provide, the U.S. government will make a profit on this, but we want to provide a more normalized level and an economically sound basis for ships to move in and out of the Gulf as they did before the start of the conflict.